Proclamation number 8086 of 24th of January, 1962. Escort of the leading spirit. The spiritual processes which justify the apostasy of the spirits can only ever be hinted at to you humans, for there are no means of comparison which would be comprehensible to you, and you first have to be in an elevated state of maturity of your soul in order to be able to penetrate spiritual knowledge quite deeply. Nevertheless, you will be instructed by me in accordance with the truth if my spirit can become effective in you. And then you will also always be able to recognize when you are offered error, for where my spirit is active, thinking is also right. And I will give you an explanation which you would never be able to give yourselves. What I once created stepped out of my eternal order and fell away from me. What I had created were beings, I-conscious, thinking creatures with free will. They were spiritual products of my power of love. These beings fell away from me. And thus an act took place in the spiritual kingdom which was extremely serious for this spiritual substance which had fallen away from me, for it was the cause of activity and creation on my part. It was the cause of all visible creations, it was the cause of a plan of salvation such as only I myself could devise in my love, wisdom and might, because it was necessary to regain all spiritual substances which had fallen away from me and to provide them with the beatitude again which they had voluntarily relinquished. And all spiritual substances which are full of light and remain with me take part in this process of return because their bliss consists of serving me according to my will. And thus you now know about fallen and non-fallen beings, you know that there are two kingdoms inhabited by these beings, and you know that I only know on aim to place the fallen spiritual beings into a state again in which they can be immeasurably happy. All wretched spiritual beings which remain far away from me shall be ready-made from this state, and all blissful spiritual beings which remained with me participate in the redemption of the fallen brothers. As long as the fallen one passes through the creations of earth, it moves in the law of compulsion, and the blissful spiritual being participates in the creation of earthly creations in which that spiritual being can take abode and cover the path to ascent. Until it then has to cover the last stretch as the soul of a human being, where the once fallen original spirit has to pass its last test of will. And now it is also understandable that the human being is helped in every way to reach his aim. But the human being's will is free. From the kingdom of light this help can therefore only be granted if the human being offers no resistance. From the beginning of his embodiment as a human being he is joined by a guardian spirit who looks after him but can never influence him against his will. Yet this protecting spirit will also allow earthly events to approach the human being in accordance with God's will such that he can derive spiritual benefit from them. Yet never strive to mature the soul under compulsion because this contradicts my will. This protective spirit accompanies the human being from the beginning of his earthly life but not always with success. His love for the unredeemed is exceedingly great, for these are always beings of light. Otherwise they would not be assigned the care of an earthly human being. Nevertheless, even though love has a limited effect, always according to the human being's will, but the being of light will always stand by his side as a guiding spirit, so that the human being is never without help if only he wants to be helped. If the human being now gives into its urging which stimulates him into loving activity, so that he ignites the spark of love within himself, so that he awakens the spirit which is my share from eternity. Then I myself can influence the human being through my spirit, and then the human being's protective spirit will also have more influence on him, because it will only ever strives for the same thing I myself want to achieve in the human being through spiritual activity, to practice love, thus to accomplish the inner change of nature into love. If the human being then enters the kingdom of light upon his departure, he will also be received by that guardian spirit which the soul also recognizes as its constant earthly companion. But the soul itself is an individuality of its own. It is the once fallen original spirit which brought itself to perfection through the path through the abyss, albeit again and again supported by spiritual helpers who redeem themselves in heartfelt love and also constantly have the opportunity to do so. Every spiritual being is an individuality in itself. It only has a different degree of maturity and works in unity when this is necessary, when it requires excessive strength which the individual being does not yet possess. Just as Jesus' love was directed towards all his fallen brothers, the love of all beings of light also participates in the redemption of those fallen ones, and the particles of an original soul, of an original spirit, which still has to travel the path of ascent, already experience Thecare. Again and again they are involved in the creation of the external forms which these particles have to pass through. For I let the beings of light be active for their own happiness, and their love takes care of everything that is wretched and has been handed over to them for care. This, then, is to be understood by the spirit of the beyond which joins the soul in earthly life. But this soul is not just a part of the fallen original spirit which first has to unite with its spirit again as a human being. But the spiritual spark which slumbers is my share in every soul, which I myself in my grace and mercy add to this original spirit as a small spark of love, must unite with my eternal Father Spirit, because it is still devoid of all love as a result of its former apostasy, as a result of the rejection of my strength of love. It is certainly difficult to understand the spiritual processes in my kingdom at one time, yet the explanations I gave you are sufficient for you to think correctly, for you to be able to free yourselves from erroneous assumptions which my adversary repeatedly tries to inflict on you in order to undermine the pure truth and to lower doubts into your hearts. I enlighten you intelligibly because he has already succeeded in spreading light shadows over the light which was not sufficiently guarded by such clouds but which will nevertheless shine brightly to the one who desires to stand in truth. Amen.